I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Amy Edwards is an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. Dr. Edwards, I feel like COVID numbers that they're releasing every day, whether it's the county, the city of Cleveland, the state of Ohio, are somewhat becoming wallpaper. How do you make people care about this again? Do you feel like that too?
I do, and I don't know. I sometimes feel like I'm banging my head up against the wall. I tell people that the virus is still there. People are still dying. People are getting admitted to the hospital, and it's just kind of like, shrug. So if you know what that magic recipe is, please share it.
Well, how are the numbers with children? Are you seeing more of them with the virus? Is it the same? Is it holding steady?
Yeah, it's holding steady for right now, but, you know, the state numbers are starting to creep up, and so we anticipate the same thing happening. We're not going up super fast like other, you know, look at Arizona, Florida, Texas, and hopefully this can just be a short little blip and go back down. But I don't think it will. If you look back starting at Memorial Day and how, like you said, how lackadaisical people are getting about this, I think our numbers are going to continue to creep up.
Do you think the numbers are going up because more people are getting tested?
No. I mean, yes, but no. So that's capturing a small increase, but we've been testing more people for a while now. There has been enough tests in this state for everybody who wants to test to get one. Nobody is being turned away from testing anymore. So any increase that we see is a true increase at this point.
I know people are trying to plan vacations. Is there anything safer than others? For example, if we're going on a road trip, is it okay to stop at a rest stop and go to the bathroom? Is it better to stay in a hotel or rent a house? Or what do you think the best option would be to travel?
Well, the best option would be to rent a little RV, or if you have one, or can borrow one from friends. And then you're just in your own space.
What if you do have something booked already? What safe practices should you follow?
You know, there's still ways to do it safely. So you rent a condo, you know, talk to the owner, make sure it got commercially cleaned before you get there. Order your groceries to be delivered to you. Don't go to restaurants or get takeout if you don't want to cook. Play on the beach. That spot on the beach is crowded. Move down a little bit. Just stay away from people. That's the key. It's not actually that hard.
What I remember you telling us a couple weeks ago when I was asking you about going shopping at, I don't know, Home Goods or Target or whatever. You're like, listen, wear your mask, wash mm-hmm. your hands, and don't touch your face. You should be okay.
Right. And that's because the primary driver of this outbreak is droplets. So that means when you talk, when you breathe, when you sneeze, when you cough, those little water droplets that come out of your mouth have virus in them, and that is making people sick. All you have to do is stop that. The other thing that you could do is if you're stuck in a situation where you have to be inside, let's say think about like an office or a classroom, open the windows and the doors. Air circulation really reduces the amount of droplets that can hang in the air in any situation. So just open the doors, open the windows, get air circulation. So there are common sense things that people can do to keep from catching this virus. They just aren't doing them.
Dr. Edwards, you are always such a wealth of knowledge. Thank you again for calling the Jen and Tim show this week. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.